Hello, I'm Anthony Green, and this is After Hurricane Beryl, The Road to Recovery. Hurricane Beryl passed south of Barbados as a Category 3 system, said to be the strongest to have been in our area so early in the hurricane season. The impact on land was not substantial, but the south and west coasts in particular were significantly impacted, with over 200 boats damaged as cleanup continued at the Bridgetown fisheries. After passing Barbados, Beryl strengthened to a Category 4 hurricane as it devastated the Grenadine Islands and the sister islands of Grenada. We hear from our Starcom network team on the ground in St. Vincent and the Grenadines as we track their initial journey in this series, After Hurricane Beryl, The Road to Recovery, brought to you by CG United. Good like that. We introduce you to the team traveling by boat to St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And we say thanks to the Caribbean Broadcasting Union, SEDIMA, and the Barbados Coast Guard. Our Starcom network team will be bringing you reports for the next 5 days on the road to recovery for St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Hi, I'm Tanisha Rockyo, and I will be tracking the road to recovery after Hurricane Beryl's impact on St. Vincent and the Grenadines. This is my first time, so I am kind of excited but nervous at the same time. I think the main objective, though, is to, you know, bring to light to Barbadians what we would have missed. I think that the impact, as persons would have seen in videos and stuff, the impact was dire. And it's more so to, you know, get from the people's perspective how it impacted them and what is the road now to building back, and you know what's happening on the ground. How are they trying to recover and get back to a state of normalcy?
Hello, I'm Gabrielle Williams, and I will be joining the team as we track the road to recovery over in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I'll be bringing you all the updates over on our digital media platforms. It's our responsibility again to share with Barbadians what is happening in our neighboring country, and also our responsibility to share the voices of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the story of the persons there, the story of the country or island on a hold, and share that not with just Barbados, but also internationally. Because the thing for me about digital media is that it doesn't just span to our country, it's an international platform. So when persons see it from here in Barbados, they understand that they do need to be grateful, and they can try to help where they can. So we show them the devastation. We say, yes, they might have missed us this time, but this is what could happen potentially for us at some point. So we do need to be grateful. We do need to be constantly preparing for these situations and genuinely just sharing the facts, the information of what's happening, and to document, because things like this allow us to look back. When we hit the future, look back and see what has happened in the past, what has worked, what has failed. We have heard that there's a lot of devastation on there in some parts. We've seen it on social media, and we've also seen that some might have received mild damage. So it's for us to see what has occurred for ourselves. That sounds both good and bad in a sense, but I expect to see a bit of devastation, if I'm not wrong. The islands have received between at least 50-80% in some areas. And I'm rather going with an open mind and not to go in with a pessimistic idea. But we do know that the Prime Minister did say that there was a lot of loss, and we're kind of just expecting to see that when we go down there. So we're just preparing ourselves mentally, to be quite honest.
That was After Hurricane Beryl, The Road to Recovery. Continue to listen to the Starcom network of stations as our team continues to track the initial journey to recovery, brought to you by CG United. Good like that.